Chapter 13. In the morning, Jesse went directly to the station. Molly followed him into his office. She sat down heavily across from him. "How's it going?" she said. "Doc Liflin says that Donnie's much improved." "What happens when Liflin releases him?" "She's out looking at other places." "He's not going to get any better, is he?"
"No."
"I'm sorry, Jesse."
"It's sad to see him like this. He's compass enough to know that he's in trouble and terrified that he can't do anything about it."
"It's an awful disease.
Relentless."
Molly didn't say anything.
"Were there any calls?" Jesse said.
"Someone named Thomas Walker."
"He leave a number?"
"I'd have to go find it."
Jesse didn't say anything.
"I'd have to stand up in order to get it."
He looked at her. She sighed.
"There's no rest for the weary," she said.
She went to get the message. "Your dime," Jesse said when he reached Thomas Walker.
"What's 2 o'clock like for you?"
Walker said.
"What do you have in mind?"
"A friendly chat."
"Where?"
"How about we meet halfway?"
"Which would be?"
"Riley's Fish and Chips," Walker said.
"That's where you want to meet?"
"You got a better idea?"
2 o'clock?
"I'll be there," Walker said, and ended the call.